long did you serve in the military after leaving the war? And what types of duty did you perform for the military during that time? What were your jobs?
I stayed in the Marine Corps. I reenlisted. I stayed in the Marine Corps for about, I guess about 4 years, 4 or 5 years after that. I reenlisted one time and probably should have made a career out of it. I think Vietnam had a lot to do with the reason I did not. And that is no reflection upon the Marine Corps. It is a reflection upon why Vietnam turned out the way it is, the way it did. Actually, I was supposed to go back to the Naval Amphibious Warfare Center in Virginia, but there was a tremendous amount of, a tremendous shortage in certain job classifications, especially in Washington, D.C., and they found out I could type. So they interrupted a set of orders, cut me another set of orders, sent me to Quantico, Virginia to school, and I wound up in an office in Washington, D.C. at Headquarters Marine Corps, which is the last place in the world I wanted to be. They use colonels for coffee boys up there. I'd never seen so many officers in all my life, and for a recon Marine, that is not the place to be. However, things were winding down, apparently, in Nam, although it would be many years later that the entire U.S. forces would be withdrawn, but this was not known by me at the time, and so I guess they felt like special operations units were not needed in Nam, nor was it necessary to a very large extent to train others to do what we did. They felt like they had experienced people in special operations units coming back from Nam, so I wound up in an office in Washington, D.C., and it was an interesting experience, although I wouldn't want to do that again.
How do you think your time spent in Vietnam has affected who you are today?
Well, I'm a lot older and hopefully a lot wiser. I do not trust politicians. And I can thank Vietnam, I think, for that. It doesn't really make a difference which political party. I don't know what it is about politicians. It seems like the more they get involved with something, the worse it turns out. Nam is a perfect example of that. While our intentions were probably the most honorable in the world of trying to save a small nation from communism, as we all can see, politicians got involved in it, and it wound up a literal horror story. I just don't trust politicians. I probably never will. More and more, I'm becoming more bitter toward them as time goes on. And I guess that's maybe a sidelight of Nam, but they haven't changed any. I'll admit they found out new ways of putting out propaganda and making people believe. They tell people one thing and they turn right around and do something else. That's nothing new. They've been doing that ever since Nam, and they'll probably do it forever. They are becoming more and more adept at convincing Americans that their way is the right way. And as it turns out, more and more people are going to wind up being hurt because of what they do. Seems like the Democrats don't know how to rule, and I hate Republicans. So I don't trust either one. As a matter of fact, I've become very belligerent around politicians. I don't not only do not trust them, but I don't respect them. It's very difficult for me to have any respect for a politician. It's a unique job, but they have yet to prove to me that they can that they are trustworthy people, that I can believe anything they say. They hung out over 58,000 Americans for nothing. We pulled out of that country, left it to the communists, and hung out over 58,000 American people who got nothing out of the war in Vietnam but their names on a rock wall in Washington, D.C. Those people deserve a hell of a lot more than that. They are my heroes. They are the people I respect. They are the people that are no longer with us. They are our sons, our daughters, our fathers, our comrades, our friends, those people that we grew up with, that we loved, we honored, we cherished. They were taken from us because of politicians. They are no longer here. or somewhere else. And I wonder what they would think of how this, of what this country has become since Vietnam. As I look back on the years since Vietnam, I've seen a constant progression, a constant spiral downward in the United States. And that constant spiral downward continues now. And I do not see an end in sight. The politicians in Congress are again telling the American people their side of the situation, and yet to remedy the ills of the country, they're going to hurt millions and millions and millions and millions of people. And it's not the people's fault in this country that we are in the situation we're in. If we're at fault, we voted for the politicians that made this country what it is right now. So in a way, I guess we are at fault. Vietnam changed this country a lot. Never before has the United States supposedly been quote-unquote beaten in a war. Militarily, we still have not. I think it's interesting that when the United States deteriorates, or when we finally come to rest, wherever that may be, right side up or upside down, it will be the people in this country. It will be the people in this country that will have brought the United States to its knees, not a foreign power. But Vietnam probably came as close to destroying the United States internally as anything has gotten to, I suppose, in this lifetime. When I was stationed in Washington, D.C., the protest, I saw a lot of the protest firsthand. I saw the United States flag being burned. A lot of young people speaking out against the war. And as time went on, I realized that we should not have committed U.S. troops to Vietnam under the circumstances we were there under. And it's sad that so many of our friends and relatives and loved ones paid dearly in blood for nothing. I will say this. I saw firsthand what communists are capable of. I went into South Vietnamese villages, and if I may, let me describe what happened quickly. We went into a South Vietnamese village where the North Vietnamese had been there before us. These were people friendly to U.S. forces before the North Vietnamese had come into the village. All the women had been raped and then shot in the head. All the men had been lined up and summarily executed. All the small children were, small babies, 6 months to a year old, had their heads cut off, their bodies hung upside down by ropes and dangled. The older children were basically shot, their bodies thrown into wells, strewn about. This, my friends, is what communists are capable of. Never, never believe that communists are capable of anything other than what I have told you here. They go to whatever lengths are necessary to accomplish what they believe. We began to hate the communists simply because of what they were, not because necessarily they're a threat to our way of life. The only threat we have to our way of life in the United States are ourselves. That's why we are where we are right now. We can't blame where we are right now in this country on anybody else but ourselves. It's our fault. It's not the communist fault or anybody else. It's not outside influence. We are where we are because of ourselves. But we must never allow communism to take a foothold in the United States. This is what these people, the acts of terrorism we see going on in the United States with gangland warfare and what have you, is only a small thing compared to what we saw in Vietnam. But you folks that were not in Vietnam know now what we experienced in Vietnam, that life was very, very cheap there. Life is now very, very cheap here. We've come full circle. If we have learned anything at all from the Vietnam War, we must never send U.S. troops into a combat situation unless there is a total commitment to victory and the politicians stay the heck out of it. I would only say to you that Vietnam, those of us that have been there, most of us feel the same way. We do not trust politicians. We probably never will. But then you would have had to have been there to understand that.
Thanks for your time. This concludes the interview. End of side B.